Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We're cooling out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We're cooling out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 241 of the Cooling Out podcast. We are back.
It is Kev.
And it is your boy, Rel. We got a good friend, returning guest to the pod. You guys already know who this man is. Got our good friend, Austin, on for like the 10th time.
Yeah.
What's good, man?
The record holder.
What's up, fellas?
The record holder.
What's up,
you've definitely been on here. Actually, didn't you guest host one of the co-host when
last time he was on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's been a minute. Yeah, I think this is 5 or 6 or maybe even 7.
Yeah. You definitely got the record.
You got the record now.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Excited to be back, fellas.
Same.
You know, same. Like next level stats, takes. They'll be like, this person got 7. The next closest person got 2. That's how it is. That's how it is. For returning guests on Cooling Out right now. It's like Austin got 7. That next person got like 2 or 3. Max.
Yeah, without question.
Good looks, fellas. Thank you for having me.
No, of course. Love your basketball takes, bro. And there's a lot. Because we've been trying to do this for a while. Remember, end of the season, I was like, there's a lot. You can come on. Mid-playoffs, there's a lot you can come on. But it worked out properly. We're heading to the finals soon, so, and a lot to talk about. So I don't know if you want to launch us off. We have a lot to, and you lead us off, and we can just go from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, it's just been crazy. It's been crazy. This basketball season did not play out like I was expecting.
No.
Towards the end of last year, no one. You know, Hawks and Suns in the top 4. Who saw that coming? But it's exciting either way. Got some good narratives going.
Yeah, I saw a stat on them that they haven't. In 2017-18, the Suns and the Hawks were both last seed in their conference, and now
that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. That's crazy.
Let's start with, like, I guess, injuries a bit. Because, like, for example, like, tonight we just found out we're recording on today's Thursday, shit. Like, for game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals, Giannis is out. And Trae Young is out. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think all these injuries, the impact of these injuries are, like, having on, I guess, like, the watchability of the games? Do you think it's going to affect the TV ratings? Like, we're already saying, like, the Final Four teams, 2 of them were nowhere on our radar. And now it might be those 2 that's in the NBA Finals.
And just a couple that with a follow-up, will you respect the champion of this season? Would you proclaim it's an asterisk, or will you – proclaim the same, as a follow-up?
I think it's a lot of really good questions that you just threw at me. But in terms of the asterisks, I hate that word and that term just in general. Like, injuries are part of the game. Continuity is part of a game. Chemistry, flow, these are all things that can't be valued by any metrics or anything like that. And they play a part every single year. If you just want to do a simulation, just do it on 2K and the Nets would win like 9 out of 10 times. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not how it works in real life.
4 out of 10, that's like a 6 out of 10. Continue.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yeah, you're on it. Honestly, you might be right. But I mean, it is crazy, though. Also, I don't care about ratings personally, just because I'm going to watch the games no matter what. So I don't really follow, you know, I know you guys do too. So I don't really follow that too much. But, you know, just in terms of what's going on now with the injuries, I think in the Bucks-Hawks series, whoever wins this game tonight is going to the finals, because I don't think a team without their best player can come back and win two straight in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's just my opinion. Yeah. I think it's going to be the Hawks, to be honest with you, but I might be in the minority there.
No, I'm sure there's a lot of people that think like you. I just don't want to see them succeed.
Why not?
They knocked my Knicks out. Like,
yeah, that's true. That's true.
They knocked my Knicks out.
But then you could be like, we lost to the champs.
No, I'm good. I don't want to see Mice Trey win anything.
Who do you have tonight? You believe in Drew and Chris Middleton?
I have no choice.
Play? Chris Middleton's the best player on the court, right? Before we get back into our regular comp. Right?
Yeah, he is. He is.
Listen,
but
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, he's definitely the best player on the court.
Sometimes. Tonight,
but exactly. He's so inconsistent. He can drop a 40 bomb, and then he can just pull a 6-for-17 with 17 points, you know, like 2-for-9 from three. Like, and they can't win shit. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to get.
I'm going to go with the Bucks.
I have no choice but to go with the Bucks, because listen, who told you the Bucks were going to beat the Nets?
You did.
But way before the – well, that's also just hope. I didn't know anybody was going to get injured, none of that stuff. I really just thought, like, based on the last two games they played during the season, which clearly was wrong, because you see the Nets came out when they were in full force. The first two games of that series, they smacked the Bucks.
And they weren't in full force.
They weren't, because Harden wasn't playing. You're right. And they smacked them. And I was like, oh, this is a terrible pick. But at the end of it, I ended up being at some bar in LES. Game seven. I wasn't there for game seven. I was just like super drunk. I'm like yelling, Brooklyn. I was got my ass beat. I almost got beat up. But I have to roll with the Bucks. Chris Middleton is very hot, cold, and like very disappointing. Sometimes I look at him playing, I'm like, damn, he's like a true all-star.
Yep.
The other time I'm just like, yo, I don't know what's going on out here.
I love his game just in terms of how he plays. I mean, I'm not making any comparisons, but like that shooting guard, small forward, like Kobe, Tracy McGrady, like he shoots those mid-range, he shoots those threes. Like, I'm not comparing him to them, but like similar type game that I like watching.
Poor man's
like,
version of that.
Very, very, very poor man's version of that. But yeah. It's like aesthetically pleasing, if you will. But then at the same time, it's like mad frustrating when he goes, you know, 4-for-19. And I'm like, bro, come on, you know.
I want to hear about this in a second. But the thing that's most impressive to me about his game is that he literally is a three-level scorer. And he can get – when he wants to get to his spot, he's going to get there.
His mid-range is fire.
It's insane. It's just like most of the nights when he is shooting like 6-for-17, I feel like he's just settling too much for threes. Because if you look at like those nights, he's like shooting like 1-for-9 from three. So it's like you're shooting more threes than you are shooting like mid-range and, you know, at the rim.
Yeah, exactly. He settles on that mid-range a lot. But that's playoff basketball. You gotta live and die by the mid-range, honestly.
Because he's an efficient scorer, like highly efficient. 48 from the field, 41 from three, 90 from the free throw in a regular season. So, you know his heights.
I'll take that.
You know what his heights are, but yeah.
He's still nuts. He's a second round pick.
Yeah. And just to go back a little bit, I also agree with the I don't prescribe to the asterisk talk either. You can't say, for me personally, you can't say injuries are part of the game and then be like, you know, there's an asterisk because of who wins. I can just fill in context. For instance, when Kawhi beat the Warriors, me and Jerome, I knew it was coming. He's going to be proclaimed the best player in the world because he won a title.
It's a joke.
He deserves his championship because he beat who was in front of him. But if you're solely basing that he's the best player in the world based on being the Warriors who were without their first and third best player, then that's just nonsense.
So no, I remember talking. Yeah, I remember talking about this with you guys on the pod like what, yeah, 2-3 years ago. Yeah. And forget Kevin Durant for a second, and not to, you know, go back too far, but forget Kevin Durant for a second. Kawhi wouldn't have beat that team if just Klay was there, yeah, for game six and seven.
I'm with you. I'm fully, yeah, with you. So
yeah.
Granted, this is an unprecedented like amount of injuries, I think we can say at this point, but it just is, yeah, what it is. Someone has to win. The MVP wouldn't have been who the MVP is. The champion wouldn't have been who the champion is. But it is what, yeah, it is. Sorry. Go ahead, Jerome.
No, but I want to clarify like my question about the ratings. It wasn't necessarily about like how many millions of people are going to watch. It's like, all right, cool. Like we, the three of us know that we're going to watch these games, like regardless, right? Mm-hmm. But I meant like how like intensive, like how attentive are you going to be to like every single play of the game? Like I'm not going to lie. Like if it's like this the Suns and the Hawks, like it's going to be one of those, like I'm going to be looking away every now and then. I might, you know, be cleaning the apartment while I'm watching it. I don't see myself like being as in tune with the game as I usually would be if it was like the best case scenario of this playoffs, like of these final four teams would have been the Suns versus the Bucks, both fully healthy. Then I'd have been like really into the game. But if it's just like the Suns or, you know, Suns and the Hawks and Ice Trey, you know, Ice Trey will stop it. Trey Young is like, you know,
even Ice Trey.
Nah, fuck him. I don't like it. I ain't support them. It's a little battered. Or even if Giannis comes back and he's like not fully healthy, then it's just like, you know, I'll watch it. But it's like, I'm not going to, I just don't feel like, I don't really feel like the season's about to come to an end. It's a really weird, like, playoffs for me.
Yeah, I'll buy everything you just said. I think it's a weird season overall for, like, kind of everything you're saying. And there's a million different factors. That's not to discredit anyone from winning anything, honestly. It's just, you know, we'll look back at this year 10 years from now, and we're going to be like, wow, Jokic won MVP that year and 36-year-old Chris Paul won finals MVP. What the hell happened that year? You know what I mean? It's going to be one of those just weird-ass years like 2004 Pistons that just like stick out in everyone's mind as like a weird – exactly. That's exactly my point. It's just going to be one of those weird years where a random-ass team wins a chip, you know?
Yeah.
2011 Mavs, don't forget them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I feel like as time goes on, these things fade for me personally. I remember the context, but in hindsight, it doesn't really seem, I guess, as weird. If I'm coming out this season and the Hawks win, that's when I've been like, wow, this is really weird. This is really weird. If it ends with like Giannis hoisting a trophy or Chris Paul finally getting one, I can still like see like, okay, this is more fitting. But I would still remember like how it got here, personally.
More fitting, more is the key word because like.
Relative to the options. Relative to the options. Yes.
Right. Because at the beginning of the season, I'm like, Suns. That was cute, like to try and get into the bubble, but like you're not gonna do shit next year. And Hawks, I'm like, you paid Danilo Gallinari what? You paid Bogdanovich what? That was my mindset at the beginning of the year. But, you know,
Jerome and I had him as like a 4th, 5th seed, which they were, actually. Me too. Which they were.
They started off so slow, though, when I was like, something's off with this team. I mean, like, they just have a bunch of B players. Like, Trae Young has now become like a, I would say, A-. Yeah. I would say A-. He became an A-. But before that, it was just a gang of B players. Like Danilo's good, Bogdanovic's good, Collins is good. That kid who got injured, what's his name? DeAndre Hunter, he's good.
He's nice. He's good. Cam Reddish is also nice.
Cam Reddish is nice, but like it's just a bunch
of. You said Herder?
Oh, Kevin Herder is also
underrated. You gotta say Herder. You gotta.
He go crazy in the MLK jersey.
He was the best player in the game 7. Don't forget about him.
He said Juneteenth. But nah, so it's like a bunch of good players, but like I was like, all right, well, like this is not like 2K where like you have a bunch of 83 to 85s on your team and you win. It's like, no, like if you don't have a real solidified superstar, then they're not going nowhere. So I thought like they'll get knocked out in the second round before the season started. Then the season started. They did not look impressive. I was like, all right. And the same for the Suns. Like I thought like the Suns would get knocked out in the second round as well. Because, you know, Chris Paul, like, he turns teams around. It just don't go far in the playoffs. So, I was like, I wasn't shocked when the Suns finished second in the No, I was when they finished second.
I was shocked because I remember the
Fam, you see OKC last year?
I remember the predictions. Second. This is the Clippers, the Lakers. I'm talking about.
I know, but listen, he finished sixth with OKC and they had nobody. It was him and Shea.
No, I put nothing but respect on his name.
So I'm saying now you got him, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Jay Crowder. Who else is on his damn team? Exactly.
Mikal Bridges.
Mikal Bridges is nice. Cam Johnson, I like him.
Mm-hmm. UNC boy.
Campaign, I mean, I didn't really think too much about him before.
Me, I didn't either.
I still don't.
He just gets to the rim, but like, I wasn't like super shocked. I saw him finishing like maybe third or fourth in the West.
I didn't have him that high. I had a middle of the pack, 4, 5, 6, something like that.
Me too.
Regular season team that was going to get bounced in the first round. Maybe they'll make it to the second and lose in 5 to the Clippers or Lakers or something. That's where I had them.
I had the third. Who was better? I mean, like, honestly, I saw
Clippers, Lakers, like, Nuggets.
Clippers, Lakers, that's it.
Mavs.
Nuggets. I did not see the Mavs being that high because the Mavs, literally, it's Luka or die. Like, they're going to have to do something with KD.
I have faith in that boy, though.
Stop. I got mad faith in Luka. Don't get it twisted. I'm just saying it's only him, though, compared to, like, these very deep teams, like Bron, AD, Kawhi, PG. I hate to say it like that. Then you got Joker and
it was Jamal a good Murray. Clippers team. Come on. They'd be in the finals if Kawhi was playing.
I don't like saying PG. Fun. I just let him rock. Mr. George is what I call him. I just can't. But no, so it's like there's a lot of good teams, but like I didn't see Utah finishing number one in the
West. I didn't see that.
Me either. But a regular
even
season,
when they did, I knew they weren't going nowhere though.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You can't go anywhere when your quote-unquote defensive player of the year gets exposed every single year in the playoffs. It's insane how that man won that shit. Yeah.
He's also your second best player, too.
Ben Simmons should have won that.
That's the
easy
thing.
Easy Ben Simmons. Easy AD last year.
I saw some reports. Dwayne Wade said that, you know, he's seriously concerned that Donovan might want to leave. You know where Donovan from. From this New York area.
I should be concerned if I were D-Wade.
He should be concerned.
If Donovan Mitchell comes to the Knicks, I swear to God, I will be his biggest fan. Although I know we're going to be second round knockout no matter what. I'm still going to gas him like LaMelo
Cade. Yeah, he did what he did in Salt Lake City when he was healthy. Those first two games against the Clippers, when he – come on.
Exactly. Imagine, when Melo came to New York, we knew we weren't winning. It didn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, Melo Cade.
Yeah,
that boy's a goner, though. He'd be perfect for MSG.
I would love it.
Fully healthy, who do you think was going to win the title?
Fully healthy, Lakers. Easy.
There we go.
Look, as a most devout Lakers fan, I'm not going to lie. The Nets fully healthy, I could really see. I would have picked the Lakers, but I could really see it either or.
Yeah.
You would have had the Nets.
Yeah,
in the,
I agree.
Especially this retooling Nets with Harden. Fully healthy?
They would have
Dinwiddie also.
Oh, damn.
I didn't even mean him, too. No, but
yeah, you're right.
You know what? This is naive and whatever of me, but, you know, if all teams are fully healthy, and I'm looking at it just in tunnel vision, no one is beating AD and LeBron. Fully healthy.
Thank you.
Like, that's where I stand. Okay. It doesn't matter who is on their side of the court, but no one is beating LeBron
Let's
and AD.
Go. So
I'm with you. Now you're right. I'm with you. Pre ankle injury, LeBron and Bubble Davis, and with a better team. Now you're right. With a better team around them on paper.
The problem is they don't have the bench. Ugh.
No, this is a better team on paper around them. Do you agree with that, Austin? Than last year?
Yes, much better.
On paper. Schroeder.
Well, we can factor stuff off.
He gone, though. Yes. We traded Schroeder for Schroeder.
Someone's gonna want to sign into that $100 million contract. You heard he wants 100 to 120 mil?
Portland. He better. It's better. Portland, you get him. You can take THT. Take him.
Dame mm-hmm. better go to O'Shea or whatever his name is. Force the issue. That's the only way that will ever.
If Dame come to LA, come to the Lakers specifically. Let me be very clear.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw PG for I saw that too. Be specific. Yeah,
come to the Lakers. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. It's over.
I don't think, in the West at least.
I just don't see it.
It's a wrap. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's on the other side.
I'm not even gonna lie. I don't care how much those tickets cost. Like if that happens when they play the Nets, I'm going.
We going.
It'll be a cool Darryl. 2K at least.
I could come through. If we going.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, Austin.
It's not happening. Will you see him? Do you see him leaving Portland? While we're on it?
Yeah. I mean, when stuff like this happens, you know, when reports come out, he's not happy, you know, we can't build a new culture, not okay with the coach signing, like when stuff like that happens, I feel like they don't leave right away in the off season. They always wait I don't even know what other examples I could bring up, but like, I think he'll wait it out a little bit. I think he'll play until, you know, maybe All-Star break. Or, you know, trade deadline or whatever, and then figure it out and see what. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bron thought they were slick.
We need the Blazers to be horrible. Horrible start to the season.
Slick. They thought they were slick. Ain't nobody watching these WNBA games. They try to go dap up.
Friends hanging out.
Cameras everywhere.
French just happened to be in the same space. That's all.
I mean, he's Space Jam.
I need Pelinka and Vogel and LeBron to conspire and start Talen Horton Tucker and have him drop
Vogel to get fired.
22 and 6 a game.
Yes, like, boost that. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
Put Kuzma in there too, along with KCP.
Yeah,
No. The more Kuzma plays, the worse his value is.
We saddle with Kuzma.
I'm gonna tell you something. When there was trade rumors that Kuzma was coming to the Knicks.
Joke.
I was ashamed to tell you. We on the podcast, we're a little too happy. This was two years ago when he had potential, after his rookie year.
Yeah, it was from Marcus Morris. That's when Marcus Morris was. It could have went either way between us and the Clippers.
We'll take Kuzma. Like, all right.
Is that 2020 or 2019? 2020, right? 2020. Yeah, 2020.
Yeah, 20.
Yeah, I'm ashamed.
At least he'll sell tickets. Oh, yeah. Jesus.
We want to make hype.
That's when we were depressed. We were depressed Knicks fans.
What do you think about Randall? You want him long term?
Not the price he's gonna want, but
nope, he gonna want a max, and he don't deserve it.
No, you can't just let the Knicks. You got to trade him right now. He'll never have a better year.
You have to trade him while he has a team option.
I forgot he had the team. I agree.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Exactly. Yeah, he's not a free agent. We have a team option on him for like $16 million or something like that.
His value will never be higher than right now.
I'm with you. Sign and trade.
Yes, you gotta just get him gone now. Yeah. get as much as you can back because you're not winning anything.
Man just made second team all NBA. How?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
They're gonna look back on this season. They try to discount the bubble year. No. This is the season. This is what I'm saying though.
We could trade for Dame. And we still got mad cap space. Who's a free agent this year?
It's not about the assets. It's about he wants to win.
He can win if we get somebody else. Who else is a free agent?
I just saw this earlier on Bleacher Report. Kawhi, Dame, the notable names, Montrezl, Dennis Schroeder.
No way.
Okay.
I love getting my hopes up because I love being depressed when it never happens. I'm like, fuck. Like, I literally like, no, guys, I'm joking. And then when it doesn't happen, I like cry for like 5 hours.
Kyle Lowry, Lonzo Ball.
Alright.
Chris Paul. I'm just giving you the names.
I don't want
Duncan Robinson, people. John Collins. It's a weak class.
It's not impossible for us to get Dame and Kawhi on paper.
I don't know what the Hawks are going to do with John Collins.
If this was 2K, I could do it. They're not going to pay him.
Who's going to pay him then?
He's been their second best player.
Cleveland.
I could see that.
If you're restricted, they're not going to match.
I could see that.
They didn't want to. They didn't want to agree to extension during the season.
Or like the Pacers could, and then like walk on Miles Turner. Yeah, or like the Magic or something random. Yeah, you're probably right.
He gonna end up in some very random place chasing 120 mil. I mean, I'd do it too.
Can you blame him? Yeah, you exactly.
Forced a trade now. That's always an option.
Want to live in Cleveland though for a year or two.
120 what?
It get cold out there.
How long the season?
Off Lake Erie. only person I know that love Cleveland is LeBron James and our friend Armand. That's it.
And they were both born there.
120 mil, nah.
Yeah, you travel majority Cleveland of the too. Season.
Yeah, they got heaters. They got heat there. I'll figure it out.
They play a 6-month season, and you on the road half of it. So,
I mean, 120 mil.
DeMar DeRozan.
Stop.
Kawhi, Chris Paul, DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry, Mike Conley, John Collins, Lonzo Ball, Schroeder.
This is a very weak class.
Very weak.
Very expensive.
Imagine having DeMar DeRozan and RJ Barrett on the same team. Two motherfuckers one can only shoot mid-range, the other one can only go left.
Yeah, that's not working.
That's the other problem with the Knicks now. Working. With Randle and Barrett, they both can only go left.
Well, that's not their only problem, but it's one of their problems.
That's the most glaring problem.
I'm with you.
Let me clarify. I don't know. It's not the only problem. Yeah. That's the most glaring problem, though.
I know DeMar DeRozan is the Lakers' safety, though, probably, this year.
What's their, Dame is their what, number
Dame
one?
Dame is their reach. Dame, Brad Beal, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, in that order.
What are the hypothetical packages for Dame and Beal? LaVine seems a little more attainable, even though that's still unrealistic. But what are the...
I definitely see him leaving. You really don't? I think he's the longest... Something like he has the most points per game out of anyone in the league who's never played a playoff game or something like that in the league.
I believe it, but they just bought Vucevic there.
Then they just re-signed him.
Can't make the playoffs. No, I think Zach LaVine only has one more year on his deal.
Oh,
yeah, I know, but they only played half a season though together, and he actually was on a sweet deal. What was their record in
that? They had a losing record in that quarter season.
They always made the plan.
What if Zach LaVine says, I'm not re-signing. I'm not signing a contract with you guys after this year. Trade me now. Like, then their hand is forced. They have to get rid of him. I think that's going
to
happen.
Someone talk to the light-skinned man.
So what are Lakers?
I'll take Zach LaVine on the Lakers.
What's the Lakers package?
I don't know.
ACP? For Zach
they'll have other players. No, they'll have.
Sign and trade Schroeder.
Schroeder will be gone by then, I feel like.
If we keep him, I don't know.
He'll be gone by then.
Who's to look?
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think his market is really that big. You see how trash
29
he just was?
Other teams. 29 other Schroeder? Teams.
You see how trash he just was in the playoffs?
But he was in the regular season.
It doesn't matter. Schroeder was the second best player on the court in a game 7 and scored 0 points for his team. He's not worth it.
The money. I know, but I'm saying you think his market is
no,
gonna, he thinks,
no,
that's what I'm
no,
saying to you.
His market value is less than that 80 million.
So then he might still be around, is what I'm saying.
Ah, I see.
Like he's not gonna be like only team I think is possibly gonna be stupid enough is the Knicks, because I keep seeing reports like that he's top, like he's a top, like among
Knicks
the
want
top.
Schroeder, Knicks want Kyle Lowry, Knicks want Lonzo Ball. Yeah,
I'm like, why? Guys. I mean, Lonzo Ball, I'm not upset with, because he still has room to grow. Either.
Yeah, I don't want Kyle. I don't want.
Yeah, Kyle Lowry was like 35.
Actually,
36.
I don't mind Schroeder. I don't mind. I'm like, Schroeder's 28. He signed to a 4-year.
He's not good.
No,
he is not.
I'm good.
He's good.
I'll pass.
He's okay.
He's not good.
No, I'm good.
Look at you talking yourself into it. He's not good. He plays no defense, and he's a selfish player.
How many people play defense?
Huh? No, but he plays like no defense. Like, he don't even look like he played defense.
Oh no, yeah, he gone. Forget it. I just did a quick Google search. He gone. Schroeder expecting 100 million plus after Magic Johnson insult. Yeah, he's gone. He wants 100 million to 120 million.
100 to 120.
Because Magic Johnson insulted him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot what he said.
He said it on the radio show. He was just like, no, like that doesn't. Someone said, you know, he was like, well, we need a point guard that can score so LeBron doesn't have to bring the ball up every time and all that. And someone was like, wasn't that supposed to be Schroeder, like on the radio show? And he was like, I don't think he fits the Lakers culture. We'll talk about that another time, basically. If Magic Johnson's saying that, you're done.
Yeah, I don't think he's a Laker. That's just my opinion. I don't know if they're going to sign him back or not. I don't think he brings the winning mentality and attitude that we need. Damn.
You can't but be looking for 100 mil and then also be like not part of a winning culture. I don't know how to explain that. You got to choose one.
No, yeah. It's
you got to sacrifice to win.
You can't be looking for 100 mil and perform like you did. When it mattered the most. That's it.
Let's see.
Yeah, he definitely going to the Knicks. Get ready. Brace yourself, Jarrell.
Man,
we're pulling the trigger on him.
To the Knicks, I'm going to become a Nets fan. I'm lying. Never.
All
right. honestly, I'm not going to lie. After last season, I have a little bit more faith in my Knicks in the front office. We're not going to be making these dumb
Rose
signings anymore. The Eddie Currys of the world, the Stephon Marbury, Steve Francis, whenever you know all these dudes are over the hill. We just signing them. That's why I'm like, no to Kyle Lowry, no to Chris Paul. I love Chris Paul, but for the kind of money he's gonna be demanding,
the max, we're
gonna be paying him 38, 39, 40 in year 41.
No. All in the 40s.
You know what
all in the 40s. All
you
in
know
the
what the thing is though? Yeah, no, you're definitely right. But I think like they're starting to build like a really good culture. So, I mean, in terms of being realistic, like obviously we'd want Dame Lillard tomorrow on the Knicks, right? I don't think that's going to happen. So it's like, you might need one to, you know, pay up for one more maybe washed up superstar before you get like that next superstar in his prime that wants to
qualifies as a washed up superstar.
I mean, not washed, but like out of his
Chris Paul's gonna be like, washed. Yeah.
He's not leaving Phoenix.
He's gonna be washed in year two of that contract.
He's not leaving Phoenix.
I mean, they might force him out.
No, after what he did.
I don't think they're gonna pay him.
They're gonna pay him, but they're gonna end up trading. Listen, he's an irritant, he gets on people's nerves. After a while, Booker's gonna be like, yo, this is my team.
Yeah, exactly. Booker's only 24. He's been in the league like 14 years, it feels like.
It really
does. That's a fact.
That's fair, but he's getting old and his contract are getting higher. It's gonna become harder and harder to trade him. Like, even people in that stratosphere are just definitively better than him. Like, Dame. I mean,
we say that all the time. People get traded. Look at Al Horford's terrible contract. And someone found a way to trade him.
Yeah, but they're, like, in the 30 millions for 30 millions. He's going to be, like, either a player for player or multiple.
47 mil.
That's what I'm saying. People in that's like Dame, Russell Westbrook, unless they get traded for each other again.
That's Rudy Gobert money.
All right, that's...
It is, though. That's
no, they got
it
Aiden.
Is.
They got Aiden.
I know. Yeah, I know. That's how
much Rudy go. Isn't he the highest paid center of all time right now? Like, he has the largest contract for a center? Am I wrong about that?
I think you're right, but that's just disgusting.
Damn, as a rim protector.
5 years, 205.
Damn, that's a good hustle. As a rim protector, 200 mil. Terrence Mann and Reggie Jackson. Wow.
All eating them, feasting on them.
God almighty.
You want him? Nah, I'll take him.
You take a break.
Disrespected him.
Oh, Mitchell got to look at that. Like,
it's yeah, like,
when
for
you,
real.
When you gave me COVID and now this. It's like, bam. Bam. Dwayne Ray got a right to be concerned. But.
Yeah, he should be.
He an owner now. You see the value going down. Mm.
He sees himself in Donovan Mitchell in his game, and like he's looking back to 15 years ago when he was that age, and he would be like, "Man, fuck this! Yeah. I'm not staying in Utah." That's why he's concerned.
Who do you think is the best player in the league right now, Austin?
I mean, it's got to be KD. I hate to say it. I mean, I like to say it because, you know, KD's...
is your favorite player.
KD's been my favorite player. But, you know, I'm a LeBron guy too. But just with the injury and all that, I got to give it to KD. I mean, what he did in that game, at, what, 49-17-12 or whatever he had? That was stupid. That was ridiculous. That when I was watching that, I'm like, there is literally not a human in history that can stop this man from putting this basketball on the hoop. Like, that
he
was
got low basketball IQ though.
But what? No, he does not. No, he does not.
Why? Because his foot was on the line.
Yeah, he didn't know how to step back. He got low basketball IQ.
That's hilarious.
You guys agree, you got KD?
I understand why he's been claiming the best player in the world. I'm not mad at it. I don't. Why I disagree, I'm not mad at it. I just think the LeBron I saw before he got hit in his ankle was still operating at a high level. And I just think it's not like he tailed off. He had something I can identify that was limiting him. So... I'm not mad at people that think KD is at all. This ain't like past years. I fully respect it. I just still think it's LeBron. If he comes out next season and he's still operating like how he was post whatever late March, then without question, even now KD might be. LeBron could come back and because he's held the throne that long, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. It got to be definitive for me.
Yeah.
That's all. Just for me.
For him to, I get that. Yeah, that's I definitely all. Get that. And it was really difficult for me to like take that away and like actually say it out loud and like try and argue it sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I've been a LeBron guy forever. I mean, he's a GOAT, you know, blah, blah, blah. You guys already know. But I agree. Before the injury happened this year for Bron, he was still the GOAT and he was still the best in the world, 100%. But then when he came back, he wasn't fully healthy. And then we saw KD what he did. And Kevin Durant has never been that far behind him.
That's a fact.
So I have to give it to him. I have to.
I respect it. 1A, 1B. You pick who's 1A. You pick who's 1B. Yeah, I get it.
Exactly.
I'm not mad at it.
Now, Bron will come back next year and redeem himself. I know.
Look, that ankle resting. He said, Team USA deuces. I'm good. I'm taking all the time I need.
Another thing, too. Yeah, everyone playing Team USA, KD and all of them.
I don't know why him. Kevin Durant's doing that.
I guess it's staying like basketball shape. I don't know.
And Jason Tatum and Kevin Love. I don't know.
How our team's a beast. Chill out. Our team's a beast. Chill out.
Who's on our roster?
Say the real names. Dame.
Kevin Durant. Oh, Jason Tatum.
Bradley Beal. Why are you doing this? Say the real names.
Who else?
Say the real guys.
Who else? Who's going to be the fifth person on the floor?
Isn't Bam? Bam Adebayo and
Bam Adebayo.
Draymond mean nothing to me.
Yeah, that's facts. I agree.
I'm disgusted. I said that too.
Draymond just building up his Hall of Fame credentials,
and he's still got some more building. Durant, Lillard, Bradley Beal, Jason Tatum, Devin Booker, Zach LaVine, Kevin Love, Bam, Draymond Green, Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, and Grant.
Drew Holiday.
Wow, yeah. Drew Holiday?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Only thing I heard out of new names is Devin Booker. I'm like, all right, cool.
How much do we need? That top five is a top six.
Top LaVine? Six? Top
he six. 30 almost.
All right, season. That's seven then. Top seven.
And then we got Bam and Green. Those are great.
But LaVine's also not a. I've never seen him thrive in like team. You know, he needs to have the ball in his hands to score. At least what I've seen.
Right. Okay. Oh, Brad Beal?
No, Zach LaVine.
Oh, yeah. That's because he hasn't played with anyone.
I know what I'm saying, so we'll see. Because on this team, he's not going to be the primary ball handler.
Mm-hmm. Come on. You've seen these teams of past. LeBron, D-Wade, Kobe on the same team. We make it work. Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, all on the same team.
Listen, they can make it work. That bench was way deeper. That team was way deeper.
Well, that's against your point then. We would actually need people to arrest the ball more if
they're all friends. They're all friends and vets. Like, think about that. They're all friends and vets. Only person that wasn't really a vet on that team at the time was like KD. He was like a little younger. And all the guys were vets. These are young players. Mostly young players.
I was actually talking about the redeem team. I didn't even talk about the 2012 team. That's even more people that demanded the ball, but I don't know. I'm not worried.
We'll see.
We're going to win the goal.
Right, we'll see. Till they lose to Spain or some random Argentinian team. And I'm just
Slovenia.
Who plays for them?
Oh, with Luka.
Gasol Slovenia, brothers are right? Over there. Okay.
Luka's on Slovenia. Now,
Paul Gasol is playing for Spain this year at like 41.
That'll inspire the same fear as when Kobe's going at him. Don't inspire the same fear.
He's 41 years old. I'm like,
those
why?
Days are over.
Is the talent really lacking that much in that country?
Yes. They might get Rudy Fernandez.
Is Rudy Gobert playing for the French national team? I hope so. Get feasted on.
We know that strategy. Yeah, it's fine. Goal is guaranteed. Don't you agree, Austin?
I definitely agree.
This year was the fourth year winning DPOI, right?
Third.
Disgusting.
And he said one more coming on Twitter.
Bullshit.
He said one more coming after somebody added him on Twitter.
That's bullshit.
Hey, man. That's Donovan Mitchell's problem.
Come to the Knicks, Donovan.
100%. You guys got where do you think Ben Simmons gonna go?
Well, I wouldn't mind the Lakers. Realistically, I think Portland.
Come to the Lakers.
Yes. We're in a glut for talent. He's still a talented folk. Individual.
Bronny shooters around him.
I could see him going to Portland.
Or I'm just trying to think realistic places. So
I think Maury is gonna wait for the next superstar/superstar to say I want out before trading Ben Simmons.
Bradley Beal.
So if Beal again, I'm high on Levine, I feel like, you know, yeah.
Ben Simmons and Westbrook?
That's disgusting.
Not a shooter.
Ben Simmons, might as well just be like, all right, this is the year I'm finally going to start shooting with my right.
Yeah.
Someone has no choice.
That's what he would say.
Oh, yeah, God, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's
nasty. Bad. Yeah, that's so bad.
You literally have no choice but to start shooting. Because Westbrook is going to shoot and can't shoot. So
Lillard and Embiid, though? Sheesh.
That'd be
oh,
insane.
My God. Oh. It'd be on Embiid at that point just to stay healthy. If he stays healthy, that is... Whew.
I think Lillard could also go. Lillard could also go to Pelicans. Pelicans. They got a lot of assets.
I guess it depends what he wants. If you really want a chance to win, you go to O'Shea and like, look, I've done so much for the organization. Send me down to LA and you know, take these.
Yeah,
straps.
But yeah, no, I agree. But you think he'll go from, you know, last year in the bubble when he missed the free throws and like Paul George and Pat Bev were laughing at him and he's like, you guys run from the grind, like you just team up, like you guys are chumps, whatever he said. You think he goes from that to like 18 months later joining AD and LeBron? Like,
but that's
Austin, trust me.
But then
I changed my mind from a month ago.
If he's being traded, they don't want to trade him. If he gets traded, it's because he wants to leave, right?
Right. Right.
So then you would just want to leave to just change it up but not have a chance at winning? I guess it's possible, but it doesn't make any, I guess, logical sense, right?
I really don't know. He goes to the Pelicans. Ugh.
Him and Zion.
He could.
I hate to not watch him play.
Who forces out first?
There's just like two teams that I just don't watch. It's like the Pelicans and Spurs. I just can't.
I like watching the Pelicans. Yeah, no.
Why? Zion's, you like Zion's game?
No, I like watching Zion's game. Yes, yes.
It is so boring.
I don't know. Like, nothing about it. Slammer too.
Not in the NBA. Like in college, maybe. In the NBA, he just looks fat.
No, yeah, have you seen his
puts up numbers?
His numbers, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it's like stupid. That, like round mound of rebounds, like right underneath the rim and just like putting it back up. It's boring.
It's effective.
No, there's no debate that he's eating way too much gumbo down in Louisiana. But like, yeah, but I like watching his game though. I do. I like him.
He'll
be good at a Knicks jersey in 2026.
Yeah. His second favorite place to play. No, other place, the favorite place to play other than New Orleans.
You he's saw him during that interview. Like,
oh, so how giddy.
I mean,
oh.
He's like a smiley, like joyful guy no matter what. But like that was different. That
extra
was
giddy.
Like he couldn't contain that during that interview.
I'll buy his Zion jersey.
He's coming in.
You saw the reports though about they're concerned that his like family wants him to leave New Orleans.
Yeah,
it's over.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
It's over.
He's what, 3 years in? They got him locked up.
No, yeah, he would have to decline his qualifying offer, which no one has ever done. So
no one.
He honestly might. You know why? Because he can make hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars throughout his life.
As long as he can live with that.
His brand, yeah. He could be the one. He could be the one.
Yo, he got that. If that happens, like, yo, like, to see the breaking news, Zion, like, you know, decline his qualifying offer.
Yeah, you got to just get
it. You know he's going to the
Knicks. Making him an unrestricted free agent.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my, yeah.
Let me not get excited. That just leads to depression.
That's, yeah. Don't get your hopes.
You said you love that though.
Exactly. I don't want to be counting on Zion. I like to get depressed for like Dame and like, you know.
Unrealistic ones.
Those I consider like real. I don't consider Zion to be a real superstar in my book.
You might yet.
I don't like his game.
What do you think his numbers were last year?
I know they were great. It's like 25-7.
No, 27-7.
27.5 and 7.5 or something like
that. All right, well, his fastest is always down there by the rim. He only got 7 rebounds.
Effective.
That's true.
He's his second year in the league.
I'm not saying that he doesn't put up numbers. I'm just saying I don't look at his game and say I'm impressed by it.
I think you're numb, but he's only 21.
That's what I'm saying. I think you're numb. This is crazy.
All right, well, he's gonna play till he's 29, so he has 8 more years left. Let's keep it realistic. Unless he loses about 50 pounds, he's not gonna play that much longer.
Bro, I don't know why. I don't care what the stat sheet says or roster or whatever. He's three plus. He's got to be 305 at least.
Like no gay shit. I can see when he's like run up the court, his thighs rubbing together. I'm like, yo, give him some bigger shorts. Like,
Oh my god. Yeah, somebody lying.
The scale. Somebody. The team doctors.
What else do we have? I guess who's gonna win the finals, Austin?
I really think it's gonna be Suns Hawks. As crazy as that sounds, I think it's gonna be the Suns.
Not crazy.
I think it's gonna be the Suns. The only way the Suns don't win the chip is if the Bucks beat the Hawks with or without Giannis, and then Giannis comes back game two latest, and then is like 90%, and Chris Middleton doesn't suck. So like, there's a lot of ifs there, but
a lot.
I don't think that that those things will all align. I don't, but I think that's the only way the Suns don't win.
I mean, I'm happy if the Suns win. You know, I want Chris Paul to get his ring.
I want Booker to get the ring, too. He's been so underappreciated since he's been in the league. He's a baller. So I'd like him to get one, you know, at a young age and then fight for two or three throughout his career. I think that'd be a cool story to watch.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jerome?
I said I would like the Suns to win.
You think they're going to win, though?
Right now, yeah, it's like looks like huh? I'm gonna watch this game tonight and look at the current status of the Hawks and the Bucks, and it's gonna tell me everything I need to know.
Yeah, I don't know the recovery time for a bone bruise versus a hyperextended knee, so who knows?
Yeah, Giannis right now says unclear.
I think a hyperextension. Well, it looked bad, but you know, a bone bruise that can fucking hurt for weeks. I think a hyperextension like is just bad in the moment, but isn't as bad long term. That I don't know though, but I think we'll see.
I mean, Trey was dancing on the sidelines and you know gloating. He looked pretty fine to me.
That's true.
Supposedly a bone bruise is what like ruined Grant Hill's career.
Yeah,
like, he had a bone bruise and then went out and played on it, and then like everything just like slowly went downhill from that point. And that's why they're saying that Trey didn't play because you know Grant Hill is like now in the Hawks ownership. So,
Well, he's also got nothing else to prove. I mean, like they overachieved. He's 21 years old or 22, however old he is. He's like put up crazy numbers in the playoffs. Like he's good, but you know, but at the same time, it's like you never know when you're going to get another opportunity like this, where it's a weird ass asterisk in quotes season, and like you could win a chip now as a 21-year-old. You don't know when you're going to get that again.
Oh, 21. If ever. Yeah. The next time, he won't make the He won't make the conference finals for another half decade.
Easy, agreed. 5 years. Thank you. Easy.
I agree.
Especially don't let Dame go to Philly. And you got Giannis and the Bucks. You got the Nets.
The Nets.
Easy. Yeah, and I don't doubt that Miami's going to retool in some kind of way.
They're going to do something.
Yeah.
Miami's going to end up getting Kyle Lowry, I bet.
Oh,
thank you. Good
for them. It'll just make me shrug my shoulders. Like, okay, cool. All right, cool.
I'd be like, damn, Pat Riley, I have more faith than you.
Yeah, for real.
He had his time.
I wish Kyle Lowry would have came to the Lakers, though, this past season.
Did you want that to happen?
I didn't. I don't know. I'm glad in hindsight. Because if it plays out with everybody injured, it's a waste. We just traded all that.
Oh, who they? They didn't want to give up THT. That was smart.
THT, CP, KCP. Who else?
Somebody else. I didn't want him. I think they can keep those assets warm for a while and then get something bigger and better.
I'm fully with you.
That was like too trigger happy in the moment, I feel like. Just because, like, oh my God, everyone's injured. We're not playing well. Okay, let's give everything away for 34-year-old Lowry. It's just like, hold on one sec. Like, let's take a step back and, like, think about it.
Yeah. Nah, Rod's the tall. Rod's the tall. I got faith in Rod. I ain't Magic. Sure. I got faith in Rob.
Magic said, I ain't going to be here.
I ain't going to be here.
Oh, my God. He big up Rob every chance he get now. He a backstabber. And oh, that's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Anything else on the agenda?
I don't have it. Nah. I think we hit it all.
We're good?
Look, I think we're good. My guy, Austin, thank you, brother.
Good looks for having me, fellas. Always good to talk. And, you know, we got to do this more often. For real, it's been way too long.
I agree.
Yes, sir. Definitely got to do that. As always, people. Oh, wait, Austin, you want to shout out, like, your IG and all that good stuff?
I don't even post on IG, bro. I'm good, but AB Smooth 35, that's me. That's me.
All right. Bet. You heard it. As always, people, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys go rate, share, subscribe. Definitely go subscribe to the YouTube channel. We keep putting these full-length episodes on here, all video clips, IGTV, all that good stuff. Got the full-length audio streaming everywhere. Podcasts are available, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. We are there. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.